Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Lamed, and we are holding two lines from the bottom of Chav Tes Amad Beis. Itma we learned. Chal Liyos Viva'ata Tetzave. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on the Shabbos, during which we read the Parsha of Ata Tetzave. As we concluded yesterday, that Parsha Shekolim entails reading the section at the beginning of Parshas Kisisa. So what happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar, when we were meant to read Parsha Shekolim, falls out on a week, on a Shabbos, in which we're going to read Parshas Va'ata Tetzaveh, which is the Parsha right before Parshas Kisisa. So how do you go about it? You're going to have to read the Chelek, which we call Parshas Shekolim, twice. Once this week, because this week is Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's the week of Parshas Shekolim. And the following week as well, we're going to have to reread that same section, because next week's Parshas HaShavua is Parshas Kisisa. So how do you go about doing this in a way where it should be nikar, it should be visible, it should be known to all that this week is Parshas Shekolim, and you're not just going into the next Parsha, not sort of extending your kriya Vata Tetzaveh, instead of stopping, you continue into the next week. How are you going to make it obvious that it's Parshas Shekolim? Omar Bitzlag Nafcha, no concern. Have the first six aliyahs read from beginning of Va'ata Tetzaveh all the way to the end of Va'ata Tetzaveh until they get to Parshas Kisisa. And the seventh Oyla, the Mafter, who's meant to read Parshas Shekolim, he will read Parshas Shekolim. V'chad mikisisa v'ad vasisa. He will begin Parshas Kisisa, which now is being read because of its Parshas Shekolim value. You read from the beginning till Vasisa Kir Nechoshes, which marks the end of Parshas Shekolim. Amar Abaye, you can't do that. Amri, people will say, it's not Parshas Shekolim this week. Oikumi hudukum moikmi hosam. It so happens to be that he stopped over there. He didn't realize that he was meant to stop his reading at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. He continued into the next Parsha. Unbeknownst to him, it happens to be Parshas Shekolim. So it's not going to be Nikar, Rashi says, that's L'shem Parshas Shekolim. Therefore, says Abaye, don't do it in this way. El Amar Abaye, Kol Roshitim Ava'ata Tetzaveh Ad Ve'osis. Have six aliyahs. Read from beginning of Va'ata Tetzaveh all the way into the next Parshas Kisisa, into the Parshas Shekolim, all the way to Va'asisa Kir Nechoshes. So this way, somebody should think that he overran the Parsha. Okay, the six men overran, but then here comes the solution. V'chad and the seventh Oyla will reread that section. L'shem Shabbat Shekolim. V'chad Toni V'kori, he's going to repeat the Kriya. Mikisisa ad Vasisa, from beginning of Kisisa, goes back to the beginning, until Vasisa, in which case it's obvious and clear to all. This week is Shabbos Shekolim. Meisve, going to have a kasha on Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, who maintains there's no such concern. Just read straight. First six will go from beginning to the end of Tetzaveh, and the seventh fellow will do Parsha Shekolim. Meisve, listen to this kasha. The Brisa says, Cholios beParsha Smuchala, Rosh Chodesh Adar, falls out on a week in which we're going to read the Parsha Shavua, which happens to be next to Parsha Shekolim. Whether it's Parsha Shavua, which precedes Parsha Kisisa, meaning it's the Tetzaveh this week, Bein Melacharea, whether this week happens to be the Parsha Shavua, which falls after Parshas Kisisa. Koyun Oysa V'Koyfun Oysa. What do? You repeat. You read twice. You read Kisisa once and again. This works well according to Abaye, who just told us that you read once and again. So the first six oilim will go from beginning of Tetzaveh all the way into Kisisa, and the second, seventh fellow will repeat that last section. L'shem Pasha Shkolim. Elo l'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Kasha. According to him, it's a Kasha. Why are you repeating? You don't repeat anything. You do the whole thing just once. From beginning of Tetzaveh, straight into Kisisa. That's where you stop. You don't repeat anything. So why does the Braisa say Kaiflin Oisa? Amalach, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, he responds, Ula Abaye Menicha, why is it any better koit Abaye? Tenech lefanel. You've explained why you repeat when the Parsha Shkolim falls out on that Shabbos, which you read the Parsha before Kisisa. So you've explained it well. Certainly koit Abaye, it makes sense, because in that case you're going to have to do things twice. Lacharei Hechem Shkachasla. What about when it falls out after Kisisa? The Braisa says, if Parsha Shkolim falls out on a Parsha after Kisisa, on a Shabbos which you meant to read the Parsha after Kisisa, you again repeat something. Why are you repeating? What's the point of repeating in this case? You just do Kisisa last week. And this week is Vayakel with Parsha Shkolim. Why would you repeat Ikriya this week? Apparently, Bryce is speaking about doing it two Shabbosim in a row. Oh, not twice in the same Shabbos. So it falls out after Kisisa. It falls out on Shabbos Vayakel. You'll read it once last week and once this week. Kisisa is last week, and you do it again this week. Hachanami Kefil B'Shabbosis. Same could be said about the other case. The Braisa says, Chaliyes B'Pasha Smuchalo L'Fonel. Pasha Shkolim falls out on the week which you read the Pasha before, prior to Kisisa, meaning Tetzav. Doesn't mean you're going to have to repeat it this week. Like Abaye, no. You read it once this week, from Tetzaveh all the way into Kisisa, and once next week, because you have to repeat Kisisa again. It's the Parshas HaShavuah for next week. So there's no kasha ami from this price. So this case was where Rosh Chodesh fell out with Atta Tetzaveh. It came out on that Shabbos, which you meant to read Atta Tetzaveh. So you have Nachlekes, you have Baye, and it means like Nafcha had to proceed. Chaldeis b'Kisisa Atzma. Suppose Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on that week, on that Shabbos, when you meant to read Parshas Kisisa itself. So what do you do now? You want it to be Nikar. You want it to be known that it's Parshas Shkolim, not just Parshas Shavua. So what do you do? Once again, I'm Achlikas. I'm going to be like Nafcha. Kor Shita Min Vosisa Ad Vayakel. The first six read from Vosisa. So you skip the first part of Kisisa. You leave that for later. For Maftir. For Parshas Shkolim. You start Vosisa Kir Nechoshes, well into Parshas Kisisa. You go all the way Ad Vayakel to the end of the Parsha until the beginning of Vayakel. So that's six aliyahs. V'chad Kori. And the seventh goes back. Mikisisa Ad Vosisa. From beginning of Parshas Kisisa all the way through the Parshas Shkolim into up until Vosisa. Mask of Labai. How can you do that? Hashta Amri. People will say, I'm afraid of the curry. You meant to read out of order, backwards. First you do the second part of the parasha, and you go back to the first part of the parasha. Elam Abaye. I'll tell you how to do it. Korushita Advayakal. Have the first six people do from the beginning of Kisisa all the way into Vayakal. Complete parasha. So from the beginning to the end of Kisisa. And then you repeat. So once again, you make a repetition. The seventh fellow, Tony Vikori, will repeat. Mikisisa vad vosisa, back from Kisisa till vosisa kirna choshes. So he'll do Pasha Shukalim. Tanik was that bay. You have a right to Abaye from a brisa. Cholyes b'kisisa atzmo. Rosh Chodesh falls out on that Shabbos. On which you're going to read Kisisa itself. Kirn oisa. V'kiflin oisa. You read it once. And then again. Chaliyas b'seichas Shabbos. Makdimin l'Shabbos she'over. So this is if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. But let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out sometime midweek on a Tuesday. So when is Parshat Shukolim? Magdim it, you advance it, you proceed it. You do it the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. It's Mavivat. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shacholiyos B'Erev Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh falls out? Not on a Tuesday, but on Erev Shabbos. When is Parshat Shukolim? Last week or this week? Rav Amar Magdim, it's last week. Ushmol Amar Ma'achin, we delay. We do Parshat Shukolim tomorrow. Rav Amar Magdim, why do we advance? Dimkein Batsri Lehu Yamid Shulchanos. What's the whole point of calling out, making this appeal? So they have, we learned yesterday, according to Shimon Gamliel, we should have 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks notice, before the Shulchanos are set up, before the bankers, the money changers, set up shop. So you can't delay. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out Erev Shabbos, you can't wait until tomorrow, because between tomorrow and 15 days into the Chodesh, is less than 14 days. You're missing a day. So you have to do it last Shabbos. Shmuel or Ma'achar. He maintains, no, we delay. We do it tomorrow. We want to keep it fresh and exciting. We don't want to get stale. Too early is no good. Amalek Shmuel tells you, look, you're concerned about missing that day, not having enough advance notice. Soif. Ultimately, Chameisa b'mali Shabbat Mikla. This year, when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, when does 15 of Adar fall out? The day where the Shulchanos set up shop. On a Shabbos. Chameisa b'mali Shabbat Mikle. Sorry, on a Friday. V'Shulchanos le'nafki adchal b'shab. In any case, the money changers won't set up shop until Sunday. Rashi says it's not covered Shabbos to set up shop on a Friday. So you start business on Sunday. In any case, so you have your 14 days, you have your 2 weeks. Hilchach machrinan. Therefore, better delay. Have shkolim tomorrow. In any case, you have enough time until the Shulchanos actually set up shop. Tanan. Let's see the Mishnah. Chal is b'secha Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out midweek. Makdim l'she'avar. You advance Pashas Shekolim. You do it last week. Umafsikin l'Shabbos acheres. Next week, you skip. You don't do any Parsha. You have an extra week there. My love, should we not assume the Mishnah speaking? Afilu b'Erev Shabbos. Even if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, you proceed, you advance, you are Makdim. Like Shitas Rav, loy b'secha Shabbos tafka. When the Mishnah says, Chal Yis, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out B'Secha Shabbos, you are Magdim. It means specifically midweek, as opposed to Friday. Friday is not included in this halacha. Toshma, let's bring another right. Ezehi Shabbos Rishon, what's considered the first of the four Shabbos? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Yis B'Secha. That Shabbos, in which Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the coming week after that Shabbos. Va'afilu b'erev Shabbos, even if Rosh Chodesh is on a Friday, my love, should we not assume the Brisa means, afilu b'erev Shabbos, that even when Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on the coming Friday, dumi d'teicha, we compare it to having fallen out on a Tuesday. And therefore, ma'teicha makdim, just like if it falls out on a Tuesday, we advance Pasha Sheshkolim to last Shabbos. All agree. Av erev Shabbos makdim, likewise, if it falls out on the next Friday, we bring it back to the Shabbos. Omar Shmuel, no, he disagrees with this pshat. When the Braisa says, Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lies B'Secha, it means Ba, in Shabbos itself. In which case, we have a Pasha Shkolim this week. What is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? The Shabbos where we have Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh falls out on that Shabbos. That's Pasha Shekolim. And the Braisa adds, a feel of Shabbos. Means, yeah, even if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out, not on Shabbos, but on Friday, we still treat it as such. We give it the same halacha as though Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos itself, in which case we do Parshas Shkolim this week, not last week. The same thing applies if it happened at an Erev Shabbos. V'chein Tanot v'Shmuel, but the Mismanish of Shmuel, they also revise the Braisa. But Kitanoi, actually, this discussion of whether you advance or delay is a machlekes Tanoim as well. Mesargin l'Shabbosis. Mesargin l'Shon Sirugin. Rashi here says, around 20, 22 lines from the top, Mesargin l'Shon Sirugin, skipping around. Kalayma, he means to say mafsik, and we take a break. We take a week off. We don't do anything special on that week. Mafsik and Shabbos has been partial, Rishayim and Lishnir, between the first and the second parsha, between Shkolim and Zohar. Kishachal, Rish Chodesh B'chol, right? Rish Chodesh Adar falls out midweek. Shemakdim L'Shavar. You want to do parsha Shkolim last week. Why? You want to give them enough time before the Shulchanos set up shop. The Mekain Basri L'Shayim L'Shulchanos. You're not going to have enough time to prepare for the Shulchanos. Umafsikin l'Shabbos Abba. So come next Shabbos, you have nothing to read. You have an extra week. So you skip that week. And only l'Shabbos Shlishis, the third Shabbos, current Zohar, we do Zohar, Kadesh Tehe Smucha, Zohar L'Purim, that Pasha's Zohar, which is a remembrance, a Zechira of Mechias HaMalek, comes very close to Purim, where we observe the Mass of Mechias HaMalek. So it makes sense that they're next to each other. Says the Braisa, Masargin l'Shabbosis, we skip around when it comes to these Shabbosis, one on, one off. Divid Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Shimon also, Eimer, Eim Masargin, no, we don't skip. What does he mean? Rabbi Shimon also, Eim Masani, Eim Masargin, when don't we skip? When do we stick to schedule? Bezman Shechol Lies B'Erev Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, there's no point in advancing, because as we said before, in any case, the Shulchanos will be delayed until the next Sunday. You have 2 weeks, two full weeks to prepare. Avo bezman shechol yes b'secha Shabbos, but if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out midweek on a Tuesday, magdim b'kayrim b'Shabbos she'abra, of course. You are magdim parasha shkolim to the past week. Why? Because you want to give them enough time to prepare for the machtas ha'shekel. Avo b'shur shvat, even though you happen to be reading Pasha Shulchan this year in Chodesh Shavat. You do it in any case. So it's clear from Shimon Elazar that when Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, we don't advance. We do it the next day, as per Shita Shmuel. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, Misargan l'Shabbosis. We skip, which means that even when Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, we do a skip. Why? Because he holds like Rav. I should say Rav holds like him. In this case, we want to give ample time to prepare for the Machsa Shekel. We don't want to deviate from the norm. We want to give them a full 2 weeks, even though Shmuel has a point. He's right. This year, practically, there's enough time. But we want to keep to the set standards. Man, we want to give them a full 2 weeks to keep things consistent and clear. And therefore, we are marked and we do Pasha Shekel last week, in which case is an extra week. So it's one on, and next week it's off, we cancel any extra kriyas. Okay, so up until now we discussed Parsha Shulchan. The next week, number two of the four parshas is Zohar. Zohar, Es Asher Asal Chamalek, Vashniyah Zohar, Itma we learned. Purim, Shachaliyah Berav Shabbos. Oh, again, Purim falls out on a Friday. What do you do now? Rav Amar, Magdimin, Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar is last week. Ushmul Amar Ma'achron, we delay. It's tomorrow. A day after Purim. So Yudalad is on Friday. Zohar is tomorrow. Rav Amar Makdim, and why do we advance? Very pashut. We don't want to advance. We don't want that the Asiyah, which we celebrate, the Asiyah's Mechias HaMalek, which we celebrate on Purim, should come before we mention, before we remember, before we re-experience. We do the Schir and the Torah. So therefore, Schir is last Shabbos, and Asiyah is now. Shmuel Amar Ma'achron, he maintains, no. This time we delay. We have Zohar tomorrow. Amar Lach, he explains to you like this. Kivan de Ikim Mukafin, the Avdi Bechamei, so we know that there are walled cities which observe Purim tomorrow. Asiyah Zohir about the Adadi Ka'asi, and therefore it's okay. At least in some locales, it's still Purim. So it's not considered as though you marked him the asir to the schir. Tanan. Let's go back to the Mishnah, which says Bashniya Zachar. So we started with a case where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos. So we're Kodesh Pasha Shkolim, right? And then it says Bashniya Zachar. What are we speaking about? The Gemara is assuming Bashniya Zachar is referring back to that first case where Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. So what happens now? The next week is Zachar. Vokimik l'Rosh Yarcha b'Shabbos. What happens if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, as per the case in our Mishnah? 14 days later is Purim. On which day of the week does it fall out? Mikla Purim Be'er of Shabbos. It's a Friday. And what does the Mishnah say? Uktani Bashniya Zachar. Zachar is the second week. So this week is Shkolim. 7 days later is Zachar. And the following Friday you have Purim. It's right to Rav. When Purim is on Friday, Zachar is the preceding week. Amar Papa, no. That's not shot in the Mishnah. See, the Mishnah started Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos. Fine. But then the Mishnah gave us another example. Chal Yis B'Seicha Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out middle of the week, on a Tuesday. What do we do now? So we push things around. Makdim L'Sha'avar. We do Pasha Shkolim last week to give them enough time to prepare for the Shekel. Umav Sikin L'Shabbos Acheres. And next week, we're off. Nothing to read. On that case, continues the Mishnah, Bashniya Zachar. The week after that, Hafsik. You've skipped a week. The following week is Zachar. So we're not speaking where Purim is on a Friday. Rosh Chodesh fell out on a Tuesday. Okay? Pasha Shkolim was the previous Shabbos. The coming Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, we're off. We skip. The next Shabbos is Zachar. When is Purim? Purim happens to be on a Monday. 14 days after Rosh Chodesh, which was Tuesday. So we're not speaking where Purim is on a Friday. That's not the case of the Mishnah. It has nothing to do with Rav and Shmuel. Amar Papa, my Shnia. Mishnah says the second week is Zachar. Shnia l'afsaka. Means the week after the week that we skipped. We're speaking where Rosh Chodesh fell out during the week. And not when it fell out on a Shabbos, in which case Purim is on a Friday. That's not what we're speaking about. Tashma, here's another right. Ezehi Shabbos Shnia. What is considered week number 2, which is Pasha Zohar? Kol Shechal Purim Lies Pesecha. It's the Shabbos, which precedes the week which contains Purim. Vafil Berav Shabbos. Even if Purim falls out on a Friday, Zohar is the previous Shabbos. It's a right to Rav, that we are among them, rather than delay. My love should not assume the Bryce is speaking Erav Shabbos. Dumi L'Teicha. The case that the Bryce is describing, Purim falls on Erev Shabbos, has that same halacha. Let's assume Tumi the Toicha. It's compared to the halacha of the Purim falling out b'toicha, middle of the week, which means Ma Toicha. Just as when Purim falls out on a Tuesday, Magdim, and of course everyone agrees we are Magdim Zohar to Purim Av Erev Shabbos Magdim. Likewise, Purim on Erev Shabbos also gets that same result. It's right to Rav. Amar Shmuel, Bah. Very similar to before. No. The Bryce is not speaking where Purim falls out midweek. The Bryce says, which Shabbos is Shabbos Zachar? Kal Shechal Purim Lies Pesecha means where Purim falls out on that Shabbos itself. Of course, that Shabbos is Pasha Zachar. And the Mishnah says, Bryce says, Af Hilu Be'erev Shabbos. This halacha to read Zachar on Shabbos applies one. Purim falls on Erev Shabbos as well. We push it off a day. We delay. Like Shmuel. V'chein tana d'vei Shmuel. Ba. What about this case? Chal liyes b'Shabbos atzma. Purim is on Shabbos itself. So you have Yudalad b'Adar on Shabbos. So what do you do now? Omar ish Rav Huna. L'divra akol en makdimin. Even Rav agrees. No reason to advance it. There's no concern of the Asiyah coming before the Schir, both happening on the same day, it's fine. But Rav Nachman, Amar Dayni Machlekes, no, the same Machlekes applies here as well. Why? Because, according to Rav, you need two elements. Number one, Asiyah should not come before Zechir. First read and then do. Number two, Zechir has to come before Asiyah. Not only shouldn't it come afterwards, but it has to come before. So you can't have it simultaneously, you can't have it on the same day. So according to Rav, when Purim is on Shabbos, Pasha Zachar is last week, whereas Shmuel holds no concern. Zachar and Purim go together. It's Manami. We learned as well. Amar B'chir Ba'aba, Amar Abba, Amar Rav. Purim Shechalis B'Shabbos, Purim's on Shabbos. Magda Milkoyri B'Shabbos Abar Zachar. Pasha Zachar is last week. Clearly, Rav holds that even in this case, we go back to last week. So we discussed Shabbos Zachar. Purim falls out on a Friday, what do we do? Falls out on a Shabbos, what do we do? Now we're going to go over to the third Parsha, Parsha's Paradum, Bashlish's Paradum. Turn up on Ezehi Shabbos Shlishis. What do we mean, Shabbos number three? Kosha Smuchel Purim Mecharia. It's the week immediately following Purim. Itmar, Rav Chaim Bachanina Amar, no, Shabbos Asmuchel Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a Shabbos which precedes Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'lei Pligi, there really isn't a Machlekes here. It depends which year. Oh, the Ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbos. You see, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on a Shabbos, then Pashas HaChodesh is today, right? So no need to advance it, to be Magdim. You can have Rosh Chodesh and Pashas HaChodesh on the same day. It's perfect. In which case, you do Pashas Paraduma the previous week. So that's Shabbos HaSmuchel Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? Ashi says it's better to have the discussion of becoming Tor right next to the Zman. You're meant to become Tor, lest you forget and get distracted. You want to have it as close as possible to the act itself. So in this case, Parshas Parah is right before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Oh, the Ikla B'Emtza Shabbos. But when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out in the middle of the week, on a weekday, on a Tuesday, in which case you can't wait till next week to do Parshas HaChodesh. It needs to be the previous Shabbos. And if so, Parshas Parah, which comes a week before that, is right next to Purim. It's a Shabbos following Purim. So sometimes it's right next to Purim. Sometimes it's right next to Nisan and not next to Purim. But Rav is HaChodesh Zelachem. So first, the fourth is HaChodesh Zelachem. That's the section in the Parshas Boy. Tana Rabban. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shacholis B'Shabbos. What do we do then? Koren Kisisa, like Shita Shmuel, that the Parsha Shkolim is Kisisa. Uma Aftirim by Yayada. We discuss Yayada and the Aftirim. It's on topic. Continue the theme of donation and participating in the Mikdash expenses. Ve'ezei Shabbos Rishonah. What's considered Shabbos number one? Kol Shachol Rosh Chodesh Adar Lis B'Seicha. It's the Shabbos, it's the week which has Rosh Chodesh Adar. I feel better of Shabbos, even if it was on Erev Shabbos. Of course, we had Rav's Prat and Shmuel's Prat. That's week number one. Bishnia is Zohar. Week number two is Zohar. Maftirin, Pakanti. Hashem says, I remember what Amalek did to you. So it's connected to the theme of Amalek. Ve'ezi Shabbos Shnia. What's Shabbos number two? Kol Shachal Purim, Leis Besecha. The week which has Purim, again, we have this Machlekes. Between Rav and Shmuel, I interpret this price. I feel better of Shabbos. What about Bashlishis? The third week is Paradum, Umaftirin, Vizrakti Aleichem, Maim Tahirim, Tahartim, which is very much on topic. Ve'ezi Shabbos Shlishis, what's week number three? Kol Shesmuchel Pur Machareo, the week after Pur. But Ravi, finally we have the fourth week, Achodesh Hazeh, Umaftirin, Koyim Hashem Lakim Barishim Bechel Achodesh, discussing the Alochis of Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ve'ezi Shabbos Ravi, what's week number four? Kol Shachal, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Leis B'Seicha. The Shabbos which has Rosh Chodesh, the week which has Rosh Chodesh, I feel better of Shabbos. Oh. Now Rashi points out that in this case, even Shmuel agrees that the Braisa means that Shabbos Revi'is, Shabbos number four, Shabbos HaChodesh, is that Shabbos which is before Rosh Chodesh. When Rosh Chodesh falls out somewhere in the middle of the next week, even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos, Shabbos HaChodesh is last week. Why? So Rashi explains, because in this case, you can't delay. You need to have this parsha read at this point. Rabbi Yisai, bring the Karban Pesach, right? Mishchu, Kru, you can't delay that. You can't do it after Rosh Chodesh. So in this case, even Shmuel agrees that if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Friday, Parshas HaChodesh is last week. So we concluded the four parshas. The fifth week, we go back to the regular system. B'chamishas, Chodeshim L'Kesidra. Now, what happened throughout these 4 weeks? Did we cancel the Parshas HaShavua itself? Or was it just a revised mafter? Let's say there might. To what Seder are we returning? Whoa. How far did we go off? What do we miss? Rav Ami Amar would say the Parshas HaChodesh. It goes back to the Parshas HaShavua, which he did not read throughout these four parshas. Rav Yirmi Amar would say the Haftaras HaChodesh. Of course he kept to the Parshas HaShavua. It was the Mafta, the last Oyla. Switched over to Shkolim, Zachar, Chodesh, but otherwise it was the Parshas HaShavua. Amar Bayek, what's the Rav Ami Mestavar? I like Rav Ami's Pshat. That throughout these 4 weeks we skip the main parshas of Shavua and we read these special themes instead. How do I know? This not. The Mishnah says, "Lakol mafsikin." When it comes to any occasion, any Yom Tov that we experience, we cancel that week's parshas of Shavua and we go over to discuss the topic of the day, as we're going to learn soon in the Mishnah based on a pasuk. So every occasion, every Yom Tov pushes aside parshas of Shavua. Examples: Rosh Chodeshim, Chanukah, Purim, Tanya is fast days. Now fast days only conducted during the weekdays. So when we speak about the Tanis pushing away the Kriya, we're speaking about the main Kriya Sater that we have on a Monday or on a Thursday. There's no Haftarah there. There's no Maftir. Ulu Ma'amadis, during the Ma'amadis they read the special Kriya of Bereshis Bara. Ulu Yom Kippur explains that by his Maraya. His Maraya. That all these special occasions will bring about a cancellation of the Kriya of that week's designated Parsha. We substitute it with a special Kriya. Why? Bishlam elamanda amar say the Parsha is a choyze. This works well if you hold that. After you finish the four Parshas, on week 5, you go back to the regular system of Kriya's Parsha Shavua, which you did not do throughout these 4 weeks, because all these unique, special kriyas override the conventional, the regular, scheduled kriya. Hainu the ikar parsha b'chol. That explains the Mishnah. That a Tanis does that as well, because a Tanis on a Monday or a Thursday will push away the parsha shavua. El olamad the omer said haftaras uchoyza. But if what you're going back to after 4 weeks is just the haftarah system, but the ikar parsha shavua always remained in place, what does the Mishnah mean that a fast, they will push away Kriyas HaTorah? You never push away Kriyas HaTorah. Perhaps you add a mafter, you change the mafter. Haftarah b'chol mi'ikar, who does haftarah during an ordinary Monday or Thursday? So the Tanis is not negating anything. Why does the Mishnah indicate otherwise? That the Tanis pushes something away. Oh, it's a writer of Ami. All these special occasions override, push away, supersede, negate the regular Parsha Shavua. So Tanis falls out on a Monday, on a Thursday. You don't read the regular portion, the chelik of the Parsha Shavua, which you would typically read on that day. Rather, you read the Tanis-related Parsha. V'idach. What does the other Shita do with this Raya? Ha'kad Issa, v'ha'kad Issa. The two types of overriding. When it's an occasion which falls out on a Shabbos, it pushes away the Ikar Parsha Shavua. You ignore the regular Parsha and get involved in this new Parsha. But if it falls out during a weekday, sorry. Hokadisa means like this. When it's a Shabbos, where you can just modify the Haftorah, then that's all you're going to do. Parsha Shishkalim will be read instead of the Haftorah of that week's Parsha. Parsha Zohar, it's only going to be a revision in the Haftorah. Hakadis, that's speaking about its inyan, its topic, its application. Hakadis, when the Mishnah speaks about a fast day, you're right. On a fast day, you can't say that. You revise, you modify the Haftorah. There is no Haftorah during a weekday on which you fast. So over there, you're right. Over there, you're 100% right that the kriya of a tanis during the weekday will push away the regular kriya. There's nothing else to push away. This is all you have. But on Shabbos, Rashi says, you want to do some revision. Revise the Haftorah, that's enough. Continues the Gemara. Ubetanis lamu liafsaka. Why would you have to push something away? Why would you have to cancel something because of a fast day? Do both. Anyway, he's engaged in cheshbon nefesh and tefillah and fasting and tshuva. Likri mitzav from benyana d'yam. In the morning, they should read the regular parsha of Shavua. Or b'mincha, b'tanis in the afternoon, read the parsha of the Tanis. Mir sayele l'Rav Huna. This is the right Rav Huna. Dama Rav Huna. There was no kriyas Haftorah in the morning. They were busy. Mitzav for kenufya. They would gather, they would congregate, starting from the morning. Hey, Chavdin, and what was their fast day schedule? Amar Abayi Mitzah for the Palgadim, from morning until Chatzos, from morning until halfway through the day. Ma'inina b'milu demosu, they would sit down and investigate what's going on in the city. Is business being conducted with integrity and honesty? Is there care being taken not to speak Lashon Hara? Is the Avos Yisrael? Is the Kedush? They sit and discuss milu demosu, communal concerns. Starting from the half point, from Chatzos, Le'epanya, until evening, they split into two. So you have two quarters left to the day. River de Yayma, the first quarter after Chatzos. Karina Besifra, they read the Sefer Torah. The section speaking about the Eichal Moshe, the Tshuva. After, with the after as well. The River de Yayma, Bo Rachmi. And the rest of the day, the last quarter, is to daven, to beg for rachmanas. There's no time to do two kriyas haTorahs. In the morning, they do a cheshbon nefesh, which comes before anything, and then they read kriyas haTorah, they daven. Shenema v'yikur v'sefer Torah Hashem l'keyem, revi'is hayayim. For a quarter of the day, they're reading. Revi'is misvadim, mishtachvim. And the next quarter is time for vidu, mishtachavayim. V'efach hanah, says the Gemara. How do you know that these two quarters discussed in the Pasuk is referring to the afternoon quarters, from Chatzos until evening? Perhaps, let's switch it around, it's taking place in the morning. That's not an option, as we find by Ezra. When you heard the bad news that there were those who deviated, who married Goyim, they're coming and they're telling me, they're confessing, look what's going on, Klal Yisrael is misbehaving. I'm sitting there bewildered. He was fasting and he was trying to fix things up until the afternoon. Mincha time I got up and I davened to Hashem. So apparently this is the derech. We learn from him that this is the proper way. Just as Ezra started his day with Mishayim, sitting and contemplating and thinking, and Mecheshvan Nefesh, how to correct Klal Yisrael's ways and bring them back into the fold. That takes place until Chatzos. In the afternoon, you get up, you daven, you read the Torah. Says the Mishnah. So which Kriyas HaTorah do we have throughout the year? The Pesach, on Chagah Pesach, Kurin v'Parshas Me'adois, Shoteres Kehanim. We read the Parsha, which discusses the Yamim Tovim, as she says, it begins with Shoyre Chesev, in Vayikr Chabez, in Teres Kehanim, in Seyde Vayikr. Batzeres, on Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, that's part of the Parsha called Kol HaBachar. Barosh HaShonah, B'chodesh HaShvi, discussing Rosh Hashanah, which takes place in the seventh month. We have a lot to read. Achrei Mois, discussing the whole parsha, the whole Seder Avodah, Yom Kippurim. V'yom tov rishon shel chag, first day of Sukkot, kered meparshas mi'adus, shebe teres kehanim. Once again, we go to the sugya of Yom Tovim in Chumash Vayikra. U'b'shar kol yimos hachag, b'kabonos hachag, throughout Sukkot, every day we read the psukim which describe, which relate to the karbonos of that day. B'chanukah, one of the few times we have Chanukah in the Mishnayos, B'chanukah b'nasim, we read about the nasim, how they were makar the karbonos l'chanukah samizbeach, which corresponds to what happened on Chanukah, where we reactivated the mizbeach. B'Purim, b'Amalek, for obvious reasons, we vanquished Amalek, Haman, who was a descendant of Amalek. But Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, we read about the Kabbalists of Rosh Chodesh. When they would gather to daven, so that the Kabbalists in the Midrash would be successful. What do they read? The Masav Rishis, or the Psukim describing Hashem creating the world, which indicates that the world is dependent upon Kabbalists. Take it seriously. But Taniyos, what do they read on a fast day? Oh, we discussed the Taniyos. What is it? What is it that we're going to read? Brachas v'klalis. That was the minhag in those days. They would read brachas v'klalis. Why? Says Rashi on top. Brachas v'klalis dimchu koisai loydia, to inform everybody. Al iske yachet bar puranus loylam tzaras loylenu. Don't come for no reason. There's a reason for it. V'yachsur b'tshuva v'yinotzul mitzara shemis anale. You're fasting in distress. Do teshuva. Everything has a consequence. Hashem is Goymel Toiv Loisir Ritzoni Umanish Loivi Ritzoni, as we say in the Animam. Everything has a reason. So get a chizuk, connect the dots, do teshuva to remove the tzara. Eim afsikim beklolis. When there's a kriya and klolis, we don't stop. One balkira, one aliyah gets the entire thing. El echad kira is kulan. We'll get to that tomorrow. B'shein b'chamishi, what about Mondays and Thursdays? B'shabbos and Minch, Shabbos in the afternoon. Kerin Kisidron, they pick the first section of the coming week's parasha. That's what's read on that day. But it doesn't count for next week. They have to start again from the beginning of the parasha. V'ein oilun lahim nacheshmen, it can't be discounted for next week's parasha. So why? Why is it so? Come a Yom Tov, we switch things around. We read special things. Shenemar, Vayidaber Moishes Mi'ad Hashem Ovnei Yisrael. Which is really an extra pasuk. Pasuk where he tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu taught everybody about the Yom Tovim. What's this repetition? Mitzvah, and we learn from here that there's a mitzvah. Shiyu Kairin Kol Echad Echad Bezmane. That all these parshas discussing Yom Tovim should be read. Bezmane. Each one in its own right time. So Rashi says, around 10 lines from the top, Shenema v'yidava Moshe's ma'adash ha'mar Yisrael. Ha'akulam ha'sisa koi, this is a pshat in the entire mission. Little bit of the account we learn from here, Shemitzvah likris b'yeh ha'moyed, minyone ha'mayadis. It's a mitzvah. To read the Inyan ha'moyed on the moyed itself. Rabbi Shechaim Latzato in his classic sefer, Derech Hashem explains this as follows. He says, every occasion, every Yom Tov has Kedusha, has an oyer, has a light embedded in that day, which is awaiting revelation, waiting to come out to us, and we have to draw it out, we have to extract it from that day. And he says the most profound method of connection to Kedusha is Torah. Torah is the highest form of Kedusha. It's our perception of Hashem. And he says, therefore, you want to really get to the Kedusha of the day, read, learn the Torah pertaining to that day. That's the essence of the day. And this way you'll connect to the true essence of the day and absorb the Kedusha of that day. This way you connect to the Zman of each Yom Tov. Okay, let's do a quick recap of today's daf. So you have the four parshas. Let's start with Shkol. Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on the Shabbos when you meant to read Parshas Tetzaveh. So what do you do now? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, no problem. Go from the beginning of the Tzava all the way into Kisisa. Last Aliyah will be the Mafter, the Shabbat, the Pasha Shkol. Abaye says it's not discernible. People think he just drove into the next parsha. Therefore, says Abaye, do it once and again. Go from beginning to Tetzava all the way into Kisisa, and then repeat that last portion again. He's clearly doing it for Parsha Shekalim. What if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out the following week, the week after you meant to read Parsha Kisisa? Oh, says Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the first six will start from Ve'osisa Kir Nechoshes all the way till Vayakel. Right? So again, we're speaking that, sorry, it fell out on Kisisa, not afterwards, on Kisisa. So Bitzchak says, good, start from Sheni, go to the end of Parshas Kisisa, and the next fellow, number seven, will come back and start from the beginning till Vasisa, which is Pasha Shkol. Abaye says, people think that you can read the Mafreya out of order. No, that's not the way to do it. Let the first six go from Tisisa all the way to Vayakal, entire Pasha. And the seventh fellow will repeat, go back to the beginning of Kisisa for the sake of Pasha Shkol. Now, what about if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Erev Shabbos? Rav says, Magdimen. Pasha Shkol was last week. Give you ample time to prepare your coins. Shmuel says, no, it's a day later. We want to keep it close and tight. So the Zman of Shkolim. In any case, not going to lose much time because, in this case, the Shulchanis will delay opening their shops until 14 days later, regardless. Let's move on to Shabbos Zohar. What if a Purim falls on Erev Shabbos? Once again, a Machlekes Rav says, Yimak Dimon, we want the Zechira to come before the Asiya. Shmuel says, do it a day later, which is the Zman Purim for the Mukhafen. Apparently, he's not so concerned with being Magdim Zechira to Asiyah, as long as it's not considered after the Asiyah, in which case, over here we don't have that concern because the Mekafen are celebrating on that day itself. What about Parshas Purim? At times, it's going to be Samach Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that is if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Shabbos. So Parshas Achodesh is this week, and the previous week is Purim right next to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Tuesday, in which case, Parshat Chodesh comes before that Rosh Chodesh. So Purim is the week before, which is right next to Parshas Zohar, the week before, which is right next to Parshas Purim, the week before, which is right after Purim, Samach Purim Echreo. Parshas Chodesh is meant to take place before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And therefore, even if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Erev Shabbos, even Shmuel would agree, we are marked in the Parshas Chodesh, we do it the previous week. There's a machlokes in the Gemara. What exactly do we do when we have these occasions? Whether it's these Shabboses or Chanukah Purim, do we move around the actual Parshas HaShavua? Do we cancel the Ikar Parsha, or is it just the Haftarah? We discussed the scheduling on a Yom HaTanis, and we discussed the reason for doing Kriyas HaTorah, Kol Echad VeEchad Bizmanai. All the best to you and Psuros Tovos.